Blog Talk Radio.
It's the Morning Show.
Okay, you want to rehearse it one time before we go on the air?
With award-winning journalist Cheryl Smith.
I'm good. I'm not that good.
Bringing you informative, enlightening, thought-provoking, inspiring, and entertaining talk radio.
Young people, go on and stand up real quick. Come on. Come on. Yeah, we gotta stand. Yo, everybody, come get your bounce on. Get your bounce on. Get your bounce on. Don't be cute with it. You gotta get, come on. Fifth one. Fourth one. Come on. Sing it.
I never knew I could be so happy.
Think I wanna hit the moment.
Good morning, good morning. Welcome to the World According to Drew. I'm Andrew Wiggum live from Studio A this morning on this beautiful, beautiful Sunday morning. So much is going on, so little time to talk about it. It is beautiful, beautiful, the 14th day of July. So much is going on, and we'll try to get through it. Man, attempts on the life of the 45th president of the United States. We'll talk about that a little bit later as we go on. But as always, read your African-American newspapers no matter where you are. We have a conglomerate of news resources led by the great Cheryl Smith. No excuse for the news. We got it all right here. Right here on the World According to Drew. I've been talking all week. Voice off a little bit, but you know what? I'm telling you, I'm like a Timex. I take a licking and I keep on ticking. For those who are wanting to get the e-blast, 214-941-0110, or you can reach us at www.texasmetronews.com. We can get it all. Get it all in one shake. Just so happy to be here with you this morning. Day the voices come and go, but I'm going to keep on rolling. Also, some other things we experienced. HBCU Classic. We'll talk about that. Get some people on with that. A great, great deal showcasing our historically black colleges and universities. There are a lot of kids that are playing. Marquise Grissom, Ricky Weeks, just to name a few. I'll try to get a bigger list to let you know of the guys that played at our historically black colleges. It's actually a wonderful time. I think last week when we talked, a little overcast. Now it's a sunny day. We were concerned about Beryl. Beryl came through the state and left. But again, assassination attempt is the gunman, as they say, the gunman was neutralized. And again, folks, I apologize for the voice. I've been talking all week. A little hoarse, but we're going to keep moving right along. Don't forget, you can get our e-blast, which is, you can find, we're celebrating 197 years of hip-hop. And 197 years of the black press. Last month was Black Music Month. And it was really good. We also have covered the Dorothy Gentry, the sports editor, covered the swing man that is normally produced and directed by Ken Griffey Jr. Now, a lot of people don't realize Ken Griffey Jr.'s son, Trey, attends Florida A&M University. So it's going to be a remarkable day here in Dallas. A little hot, but you know what? We're used to it. We are used to it. Some of the headlines will look, again, the 45th president attempt was taken on his life. President Biden condemns political violence after the incident at the rally. I think he checked on his opponent. And here's just some quotes. The shooting at the rally is being investigated as an assassination attempt. He was injured but fine after the attempt of assassination at the rally. The shooter and one attendee are dead. July is Minority Mental Health Month. Jasmine Akeem Fair, psychologist, is mentioning in his work, "I center the voices of those who are minoritized, oppressed, identifies as black people, people of color, LGBTIQIA, transgender, expansive people, all that can be found in our July is Minority Mental Health Month. The business spotlight for today, sponsored by Frost Bank, Sister Sister Nail Spa. You deserve a new experience, and here you can see what Sister Sister was founded by, or founded on the philosophy of quality service and not a sacrifice. All that you can find. Now, the business of life is sponsored again by Frost Bank. Dr. Frederick D. Haynes III of Friendship West Baptist Church announced several months ago about buying black. And he wants us to continue to buy black. Tell you folks, boy, things are going on. You got everything's bittersweet in our country. It's something has to give. I've always said this is showing our vulnerability because we can't stand together. If we ever stand together, we will be the most powerful country that we've even imagined. Powerful. Powerful. That's the name of the game. We're also going to look at some mass shootings, folks. Just a lot going on. More than I can shake a stick at today. Right now, we're gonna tune up a little bit. See, we have some folks on board. A lot is going on around the world. You can hear, I got to get this voice ready. Been shouting and talking all week. I thought it would be a little better today, but get a little tea, excuse me, a little tea going, and then I just want to run this by you. Well, with everything going on, will a change ever come?
Back down on my knees, Lord, there have been times
We're back. Sorry about the delay. Just having some technical difficulties, but you know, I'm like Timex. We take a licking and we keep on ticking. We'll keep things moving right along. Again, some of the hot subjects for this morning is that, again, we talked about the assassination attempt on the 45th president. And want to get some of your views on what happens. All you got to do is press 1 and we'll get you right on. And there's just so much to talk about. The state of the union, state of democracy across this country, across this globe. And just a lot going on, folks. Sometimes you don't even know where to start, what to think. I tell you, growing up, it's just, it just was something, I tell you. You know, we always thought the democracy of things, no matter where you go, it seems like there's an issue throughout the world. Times have really changed. I still think the fact that people are able to get guns at a younger age. We don't know any additional information about the young man who did the shooting. It's just amazing, amazing how individuals are getting guns. We don't know anything about the young man who did or got this going. It's breathtaking. You know, what if they would not have, let's just say, very unfortunate of what happened. But can you imagine how many people could have been harmed? You know, and I thought, this is just my thoughts, is that the perimeter of any of these rallies are secured by Secret Service and or local police groups. The sheriff, the city, or county sheriff, city police, FBI, Secret Service, you know, everything is right there. You know, they responded, they protected the 45th president front, back, and on the sides as they moved him out. So it was a flesh wound. And it just makes you wonder. I don't know what to think of it. I'm glad it was no fatalities, especially the intended target. Things are just crazy in America. You know, you get the French president, Emmanuel Macron, said the shooting, and I quote, is a tragedy for democracies. France shared the shot and feeling for the American people. CNN is just going everything. It was identified as a 20-year-old who lived about 35 miles from the rally location. The shooter was a resident of Bethel Park, Pennsylvania, where he reportedly graduated from high school in 2022. He was registered to vote as a Republican, according to voter database listing that matches his name, age, recorded address. Though Federal Election Commission records show a donor with the shooter's name and address giving $15 to the Democratic Line PAC, the progression turned out to be a project in 2021 of January. Here's somebody 20-plus years old. 4 years he's had it. Now, under the, what I am hoping that the country could do is give or make legislation in order to purchase a gun, you need to be 21. Just like that of alcohol purchase, cigarette purchases at the age of 21. Why can't we do the guns like that? Now, even though he's over 21, he's probably had this gun for 3 years or more. Come on, America, we got to do something about this. Young. You know, it's not good either way you look at it, but 21, 22 might be his second election that he's voting in. You know, these kids have so much access to social media, all kind of platforms. But 21, 22 years of age, you know, I never wish that bad on anybody. But somebody that young, feeling that way, that is a travesty for our country and this world. You're going to risk your whole life with so much potential that the world will never know with this young man. And now, you know, folks, I talk about all the time, things that we do in life, we need to put a comma in our life and keep moving. Anytime you put a period, that's it. We don't think beyond. Who do you blame? Or where does the blame lie? If it's in a wooded area, then they not check the trees. You know, you have to do that. People can go further out if need be. But you look at every vantage point, I think Secret Service is going to add that to their repertoire. When people meet in parks or makeshift locations, secure it. This is not just an America problem. This is a global situation. This is global, folks. I don't know how else to put it. But for those who are listening, this is The World According to Drew. I've had a fantastic week. I apologize for the voice. But I always say I'm like Timex. I take a licking and I keep on taking. A beautiful day in Dallas, but they're expecting 80 degrees at this moment. The high, I don't know what the high is going to be, but I know it's going to be scorchy. So a lot is going on, folks. If you want to comment or anything, just press 1. We'll get it. You know, a lot of things are going on throughout this country, throughout this world. Here is a 22-year-old with an assault rifle. And I'm just constantly having problems with somebody getting a gun that young. Just breaks my heart that we go through this every single week. Hearing about young people with guns. Anybody with guns. But I would make sure when you sell a gun, you make sure that they do the training. And I'm sure it'll be a market where they'll forge some signatures. but there has to be a certified gun range in order for these individuals to do training and then receive. And that way you'll know everyone that has a gun. It's a travesty of what's going on in America. An absolute tragedy. It just hurts that this is going on in 2024. And now the Republican convention will be going on in Milwaukee, Wisconsin this week. We're going to see how that unfolds. You pretty much know who's going to get the nomination. But what is the sentiment of the group? How are they feeling about what has happened, what continues to happen? Just absolutely crazy. You know, I could agree that we can disagree, but when we start hurting people, that's not a good thing at all. Not a good thing at all. If you want to make a comment or bring something to light, just press 1. We'll get you on. Again, I apologize. I've been working hard this week. I want to say good morning to the ladies of Alpha Kappa Alpha, who had the 71st Boule here in Dallas. And I worked several of their events. Just a wonderful time. They had about 25,000 registered. And I'm sure it had to be at least 30,000 women of the organization in town. Went through their agenda, the community service. I participated in a golf tournament that featured Roland Martin, who had just been over to South Africa and made it back in time to make the presentations to the winners. Absolutely wonderful event. Thank you, ladies, for getting us through that. I would love to know the economic impact that the ladies of Alpha Kappa Alpha had on our economy here. Those are some numbers that we're hoping for, just hopefully before we get off the air today, because I would love to see it. Love to see it. You know, I was looking at some of the, you talk about the assassination. Let's just go back within a week's time, and I'll go through this as well. Everything from the 7th of July. Of the shootings that occurred. You know, a lot went on after 4th of July, but starting on the 7th. That in Detroit, Michigan, 6 people were affected by this. And that was their 6th incident for the year in Detroit, with 2 people being killed, 19 injured, and 21 totally affected by this. It was showing that a block party shooting left 2 people dead and 19 injured in Mokokan Regent neighborhood on the city's northeast side. Teenagers were among the victims. Then you look at, again, teenagers shouldn't be able to get a gun until you're 21. Washington County, North Carolina, a man was killed and 3 others were injured, was shot and fired at a party house. Or should I say a house party, however you want to look at it, at the home of the North Roper. That's in Washington County, North Carolina. New Bedford, Massachusetts. A shooting at a playground. Oh, my God. A shooting at a playground left 6 people injured. The knife shooting in Washington, D.C. 4 people were injured near the Navy Yard neighborhood in southeast D.C. Wow, wow, wow. A playground shooting again left 6 people injured. People just, I mean, I know, I just feel bad for kids who are just playing and they end up getting caught up in these predicaments. Fort Lauderdale, 2 people were killed and 3 others, including a 2-year-old, were injured in a drive-by shooting. Again, gun control, Washington. We never, in African-American, even in other neighborhoods throughout this country, we don't own Smith & Wesson, Glock. These guns are being brought to the neighborhood to help whoever it is, the establishment, whatever you want to call it. And these kids are out here killing each other. They don't get it. You have access to these individual guns, and then you end up shooting people, reducing the population. Folks, it's got to get better. It's got to get better. Charlotte, North Carolina, the 4th incident. A drug deal went wrong, resulting in a shooting that killed 1 and injured 3 others in Westover Hills neighborhood on the city west side. Boston, Mass. 5 people, including an 11-year-old, were shot while celebrating a gathering in Dorchester neighborhood. Alameda, California. A man fatally shot his wife, her parents, and one of his sons at their home. He also injured another of his sons, a toddler, before being arrested. That's crazy. Wichita, Kansas. 2 males open up fire at a group of teenagers, wounding all 4 in the Murdoch neighborhood. Chicago, 17th incident for the year. A drive-by shooting in North Chicago, or the North Lawndale neighborhood, left 5 people wounded. All right, we just mentioned that Wichita, Kansas had an incident on the 11th. Turn around, they had one on the 12th. 4 people were found shot, 1 fatally in the city's southwest side. 1 of the victims critically wounded in the same shooting, also found on the south Seneca neighborhood. We'll read more. We got about 3 more. But what are we doing, folks? This is happening throughout America. Before I go global, what are we going to do on our own shores? What are we going to do on our own shores? It is not safe for little kids to walk around. It's not safe for grown-ups. There was a time we would do all this and wouldn't have nothing. Have fun, play in the streets. You know you had to be home when the lights came on. There were so many hidden rules, so many hidden things that were going on that we didn't get an opportunity to do this. What are we going to do about gun control? Gun control, gun control. Very rampant, not only around the globe, but right here in our own neighborhoods. What are we going to do? We've got a lot to do, folks. I don't know where to start with this, but I read off so many names, so many just of things going on. We got to do better. We must do better. Must do better. It just hurts my heart every time we talk about kids getting hurt, anybody getting hurt, but we got to do better. Come on, legislators. It's time to do your thing. These kids are dying at just crazy proportions. Crazy. And what are we doing about it? I just take that big sigh because I just think about all the kids, innocent kids that have passed. Innocent people just being in the area. Mainly because we have individuals that are getting these guns and individuals who have not been trained properly. You know, the scope on a gun is only used when the gun is in the proper position. Some of the individuals that want to turn it sideways with no idea which way it's going. They think it's going here, but it's going there. Crazy. Absolutely crazy. What are we going to do? It hurts. It hurts. You know, I just think of the little innocent kids. The little innocent kids that are dying at the hands of untrained shooters. They're trying to get one person, they end up getting more. That's not good. Not good no matter where you are in this country or in the state, the country, or even the world. We need global peace. We need to stand down for life. It's not working. It's not working. Oh, man, it's just killing me right now. You know, is there a safe place anywhere in the world? I know things are going on around this world. When it's happening right here in our home, because we're not accustomed to it. And I pray every day for every city in America to be safe, productive, clean, and helpful to all mankind. We studied, I think about when we studied things in high school. Let's go back there where we got a more global perspective of what was going on and just knowing what each state was all about. That was as a kid, but as an adult, it has been just very heartbreaking of the individuality that's always been there now. But it now is a political war within our own country where I've always said, even as a man, why don't we come up with legislation, that can be used across the board? You have people that are fighting each other for rights. And I'll tell you, as a man, it's hard for me to tell the women what to do and how to do it. we would never understand. Maybe the sacrifices that they're going through or going through. Why can't we all just come to the table and decide what's best for America? I'm often reminded of what Rodney King said. Can we all just get along? I've been studying politics since I learned it in high school. And to this day, I have never, ever seen anything like this before. I know each party has differences. And the way they used to present it was presented in a way that you were able to understand what was going on. But we are hating on each other. And when we hate, for those who don't know what hate is, when we don't like each other, we don't want to work together for the betterment of everybody that's in this country. This whole Democrat-Republican reaction now has been hyper-polarized because of how people are treating one another. We may not like the choices that may be in the White House, but as long as they're president, we have to support our leader. We've gotten to the point where we don't anymore. You go back 20 years ago, you didn't hear the rhetoric that you hear now. People were pissed, but they didn't express themselves the way they're expressing themselves now. We got to do something about that. We must do something about it. I just don't know. Just don't know. It's about 51 minutes after the hour. You're listening to The World According to Drew. I said my voice is off. I've been talking all week. All week. All 7 days I had presentations of sorts. And now, when it's time to do my thing, it's a little scratchy, but we're going to be all right. All right, we're taking callers right before Dr. Rodriguez comes on. All right, we just looking at some things right now. Of course, the top subject for today, assassination attempt on the 45th president of these United States. What are we doing, America? A lot going on. And we're not getting the what we needed from our government. It's about protection. And I understand. We all have choices. And we're going to do what we need to do in order to be successful in this country. But it's just a travesty that this is going on. It's a clown. Think about the presidents we've had assassinated, dignitaries that have been assassinated. It's going on. They have some formula. Every so often something is happening. But we need to get things on the right track. Gun laws, women's rights. We need to get things right for this country, period. Absolutely. It's getting out of hand. Folks, we got to love our country. if you stay here, it's either two reasons. You can't go anywhere else, or you choose not to go anywhere else. Anything other than that, I'm not quite sure what to tell you. I can't tell you. Voice getting a little stronger. Got some hot tea working. But I tell you, I've talked all week. It was just good to have a day, the last 2 days, of not doing much. But still, I had to do a lot. In a minute or two, Dr. Rodriguez will be joining us. I'm so excited. She got some good things to talk about today. Turmoil in America. Turmoil in America. What do we do? What do we do? Like I said, we have a few more people trying to get in. And if you have something to say, just come on and join. You know, it's a dark cloud on America. Some people are happy. Some people are sad. I just think things like this should not happen in our country. And things like this have happened throughout the world. And it doesn't make it right, no matter where you are. Is this a sign of what's to come? I hope not. There's so much potential these young kids have. Will they be able to reach their potential? Will they reach their potential? It's a travesty for me. It is. All right. You know, I was sitting up here. I was looking at something on CNN, and I apologize for the pausing. You can hear my voice is getting a little stronger. I got some good old hot tea. That seems to be my cure-all. And we just want to talk with people, see what they're saying about what is going on. You know, you look at D.C., the D.C. always gets. You look at what is going on, what has transpired. The country's gotten older. We're living in an age where political violence is happening more and more. Political violence. You know, you hear about it in other countries. It never has been a thing here in our country. But political violence is at the forefront. You know, it's almost like anybody that wants to get out front, you must put a vest on. You must protect yourself. You should have shields. I'm telling you, America is growing in the wrong direction. We always talk about the democracy that we've always had in our country. We talk about the freedoms. Be able to get in your car and drive anywhere you want. You go to other countries or over in the Middle East, you are restricted to where you can go. We don't take advantage of our liberties that are here in the States. And it is simply heartbreaking. I don't care who it is, if it's the 45th president, the 130th president, it's not good. It's a black eye for the world, it's a black eye for America. Where are we going, folks? Where are we going? I think about all the classes I had in my high school. all the classes I've had, just in general, what started in high school, but the classes in general, talk about democracy, freedom of speech, freedom of expression. But when you have a baby, 22 years old, legally just got the rifle within a year, just saying, 21 would have been the marker. However, he's had 4 years to play with that gun, 4 years. I'm thinking about when we used to go hunting. Squirrels, birds, small things, rabbits maybe. But these kids are getting assault rifles. We had a 38. Some people had 32s. Wasn't no Glock. All those wasn't around then. If they were around, I definitely didn't know anything about it. But we are truly living in the age of political violence. I tell you this, any city in America is dealing with the idea of guns. Guns, guns, guns. What do we do about it? Do we ever hold Smith & Wesson, Glock, all these companies that make these guns? I'm telling you, if you put them on the line, they will help and make sure that every gun that comes out of their factories are listed where they're put, where they're sold. And then that way you have a record. And I bet you won't have so many people dropping off guns in certain places if their names are attached to it. That's something we need to deal with. You know, kid in the tree. And then the kid on top of the building, face down. You know, go to the news places of your choice, and they have that picture of the kid laying on the roof. 22 years old. You know, times have been tough, but tell me, what can a 22-year-old be thinking about in today's society? Have we hyperpolarized the political world here in America? Have we gotten to the point where there's always been great debate over the years? You look at Nixon and Eisenhower. Nixon was a better debater. But when he was on television, he was there sweating. And so you didn't think about getting somebody that was just nervous under the gun. This was the commander-in-chief. And then he went on in the 68-69 election and won. So it's a lot can be said. But to understand the process, understand what is needed as our leader, understanding and putting things in place so that we can be able to live in a society that's allowing us to be free to move around. That's the whole thing, and we need to get to that point. A cloud is over America. What are we going to do about it? What are we going to do about it? Well, it's the top of the hour. Let's get Dr. Rodriguez in and see what she has to say this morning. Good morning, Dr. Rodriguez.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you this morning?
Well, good. You know, there's so much going on. A lot of turmoil, assassination attempts. Oh, boy. It's been full this morning. But
yeah.
I know you're going to bring us some sunshine instead of all this rain we've been getting this morning. Now, not rain figuratively.
Sure.
Rain and showers and things that are going on in America.
Yeah. Okay, this morning I was going to talk about magnesium supplementation. Supplementing with magnesium, it offers various health benefits because magnesium supports muscle and nerve function. It promotes heart health, enhances bone health. It supports mental health and stress reduction. It improves energy levels and metabolism. Now, these are the five reasons to consider magnesium supplementation. Because magnesium plays a crucial role in muscle contraction and relaxation, nerve transmission, and maintaining the balance of electrolytes in the body, supplementing with magnesium can help prevent muscle cramps, spasms, and weakness, especially in individuals who engage in intense physical activity or have a deficiency. Magnesium is essential for maintaining that healthy heart rhythm and supporting overall cardiovascular health. It helps regulate blood pressure, it supports proper heart muscle function, and can reduce the risk of arrhythmias and other heart-related issues. Magnesium is necessary for the formation and maintenance of the healthy bones. It aids in the absorption of calcium, which is crucial for bone density and strength. Supplementing with magnesium can help prevent osteoporosis and promote overall bone health, especially in the older adult. Magnesium plays a role in neurotransmitter function and can help regulate mood and reduce symptoms of anxiety and depression. It also helps the body manage stress by supporting the adrenal glands and promoting relaxation. Supplementing with magnesium can improve mental well-being and enhance sleep quality. Now, magnesium is involved in energy production and metabolic processes within the body. It helps convert food into energy and supports enzyme function. Supplementing with magnesium can help combat fatigue, improve energy levels, and support a healthy metabolism, making it beneficial for overall vitality. Now, I was also going to, pretty much talk about when you're hospitalized. Why is magnesium one of the first IV fluids that doctors order when you're admitted to the hospital? IV, and the reason they do the IV piggybacks is to ensure that the magnesium is delivered directly into the bloodstream, allowing for precise control over your dosage and immediate effects, which is vital in an acute care setting. One of the reasons magnesium IV piggybacks are so popular with the doctors is because of the rapid correction of deficiencies. Magnesium deficiencies can lead to serious complications, such as, said earlier, arrhythmias, muscle spasms, and seizures. IV administration ensures a rapid increase in magnesium levels, critical in acute situations. Absorption issues. Some patients may have conditions that impair the absorption of magnesium from the gastrointestinal tract, you know, such as Crohn's disease, celiac disease, or severe diarrhea. IV administration bypasses the digestive system and ensures proper absorption. Now, in cases like preeclampsia, eclampsia in pregnant women, severe asthma, or certain cardiac conditions, a magnesium IV piggyback is used because of its immediate effect. Magnesium can act as a vasodilator and a bronchodilator with antiarrhythmic properties. Electrolyte imbalance. Well, Hospitalized patients often have electrolyte imbalances due to their underlying conditions or how we treat them. You know, like if we're giving like diuretics or if we're doing chemotherapy.
Right.
Magnesium is key electrolyte, and its levels need to be quickly normalized. Magnesium has neuroprotective properties. It's used in conditions like migraines, acute stroke, or in critically ill patients to protect against brain injury. Magnesium is crucial for the muscle and nerve function. Patients with severe deficiencies might experience muscle weakness, cramps, spasms, and that can be alleviated with the IV magnesium. Magnesium is essential for maintaining normal heart rhythm. Often administered to patients with arrhythmias, myocardial, or heart failure. Now,
let's stop right there for a second. You know, we always talk about the myocardial infarctions that we encounter in the hospital, and MAG is always MAG sulfate. Is like you said, is one of the things to try to break the arrhythmias, try to get the normal flow of the heart going. We have seen in the last 10, 15 years, as you mentioned about the magnesium, is almost, they hang in MAG before you even get anything else. You know, again, basing on the blood values of the electrolytes. So, you know, just to concur what you're saying is that you definitely see more MAG in a hospital situation. And folks with MAG, meaning magnesium, you see that much more than you've ever seen in, I guess, in our professional careers.
Yeah, I've been seeing magnesium years. So, just so everyone knows, magnesium is found in a variety of natural food sources, like your leafy green vegetables, like spinach, kale, Swiss chard. They're excellent sources of magnesium. Your nuts and seeds, like almonds, cashews, peanuts, sunflower seeds, and pumpkin seeds, they're also rich in magnesium. And your legumes, like your black beans, your kidney beans, your chickpeas, and your lentils, they're also good sources of magnesium. And then you have the whole grains, your brown rice, your quinoa, your oats, like your oatmeal, and whole wheat products provide magnesium. Then there's your fish, like your salmon, your mackerel, and your halibut are high in magnesium. Avocados, it's not only a healthy fat, but it's also a good source of magnesium. Bananas, even though they provide you some potassium, they also contain a moderate amount of magnesium. Your dark chocolate, especially your the ones that have 70% or more of cocoa. Now this is a delicious source of magnesium.
Mm-hmm.
You have products like yogurt and kefir. They contain magnesium. And tofu. It also is rich in magnesium. But as Andrew always says, before starting any of your supplementations, it's advisable to consult with a healthcare provider to determine the appropriate dosage and to ensure it aligns with your specific health needs and conditions.
Absolutely. Now, you know, when you talk about MAG, we've been hearing about magnesium for a while. As people, please read up and have an idea of what these things can do for you. You know, you look at magnesium used in laxatives. Look at milk of magnesia. They say magnesium. But you know how we can fix stuff up.
Yep.
But it's good to know, don't just take, read up on it. We want you to be healthy, but we want you to be healthy not only in body or soul, but in your mind to know what you're doing. I said it backwards because usually they say mind, body, and soul. But it's for your body. It has to be in your soul. And let your mind know what's going on. You have to read up. It's just so many things out there, folks. And we're trying to give you some helpful ways getting to that perfect, whatever constitutes perfect in our minds and in our worlds. That's why we call it the world according to Drew, and now the world according to Dr. Rodriguez. We got to get it. But Dr. Rodriguez, let me tell you, it has been absolutely a week of fun and excitement here in Dallas. I spent the whole week with the ladies, Alpha Kappa Alpha, who had about 28,000 women in the city of Dallas. 28,000.
Did they break a record?
Can you imagine that?
I can imagine that. So did they break a record for having such a large number?
They broke a record for time on putting baskets together for the homeless.
Okay.
So somebody did their research, and they got in touch with the Guinness Book of World Records. And I'm sure that may be broken before long. There's one thing about the sororities. They're not going to let sorority A do better than sorority B. So there's going to be some competition. But the first in the books will be the ladies at Alpha Kappa Alpha.
Oh, okay.
And I was out there with family and friends from all over the country. People from Chicago I grew up with. People from Tampa, of course. Throughout, it was just kind of like a homecoming for me, and I was just helping the group. One thing I will say I did not get to do, and I apologize, is they wanted me to be a bartender. I had a couple of events during the day, but I was so busy resting from all the stuff I was doing at night. But played a little golf. Didn't do bad. I hadn't played in a while, so I had some glimpses of being Tiger Woods. Did you hear that? Tiger Woods. That's me.
Okay.
But no, it was a great event. A lot of guys that traveled with their wives here. We got together a little bit and just kind of, as we call it, say, kind of shoot a fat a little bit on what was going on. I want to say, first of all, to the city of Dallas, on behalf of the ladies, thank you so much for just opening your arms. A few little minor incidents, nothing major. But you expect that. I think the God above were pushing Beryl away from Dallas. And I know some other people, they say, how can you say that with people being affected? How many people are praying for hurricanes?
I have no idea.
Well, saying that is to say you trying to pray that it doesn't affect your area in this particular incident, your area plus one of the largest meetings, the largest meeting for the organization. Anytime you can put 28,000 people in under one roof, you bad stuff. I don't know if you're aware, they had the Vice President of the United States, who was a member of the organization, had a speech.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, brought in Secret Service, secured the grounds. And that's what makes it a little puzzling for me about the rally on yesterday for President Trump. You know, what did they miss for this to occur? Just really something. But they were in there. The women came early. Because anytime, Dr. Rodriguez, I don't know if you've ever been around where Secret Service had to come in. It started for us at high school. And I'm going to tell you, and that'll tell you our age. Jimmy Carter came to my high school.
Mm-hmm.
I got a chance to be up close You know, Secret Service was very tidy with their space.
Mm.
But I was close. President Obama. Who else? Been close to George Bush. Not Herbert Walker, the George W. On several occasions. Of course, he's a resident of Dallas. And I think that's it. Oh, Clinton. And then Obama.
And that's all of them, right?
Yeah, pretty much in our lifetime. No Nixon. Now, you and I can go back because it was Kennedy, LBJ, Nixon, Ford, Reagan. That should do it. But what a busy, busy day. And it's going to get busier today for me. I'm going to go, and I'll disclose where I am next week on the show.
Okay.
Get ready to hit the skies. I'll be close, closer than most. Ooh, that's a song, closer than most.
Closer than most.
It's just been a week of just turmoil in this country. Again, this assassination attempt. It makes you wonder, is it trying to get a sympathy cry for voters?
So he has your sympathy or something?
What you talking about, Willis?
Tell me more about these hygiene kits that the women of Alpha Kappa Alpha put together. What they going to do with them?
Well, they gave it to the city of Dallas.
Oh.
And they're going to provide it for the homeless people.
Okay.
You know, years past, I've participated with counting the homeless. Didn't you do that one year?
I did it several years with you.
Right. Right. And y'all had a chauffeur, didn't you?
Yes, we did.
And let me tell you what that experience did for me. That experience of trying to count the homeless, we provided them with socks because we always check in the wintertime. We gave them vouchers. Some didn't want vouchers. It was their choice. You know, it's one thing if you have a choice versus no choice to be homeless. And I'm just saying everybody have their reasons. But that night we went out, it was a very cold night. And most of the time when we check, it's very cold. And people prefer staying on the street versus going to shelters. But they knew if they go to shelters, there was an amount of responsibility that was left on them to participate in what those shelters had to offer. That's what it was, that they had to be committal to that facility. And they did not want that. But being able to give them a voucher to eat or maybe to get some food, voucher to eat for food, voucher, we gave them socks, toiletries, and it was just good. And also it gives the city an idea of where these people are located. And we just gave them a head count. We didn't give names or anything. Because people are homeless for various reasons. You know, it could be loss of job. They may have lost their family. Some may have memory issues, coping skills with the situation. Because you've gone from rags to riches, back and forth, from riches to rags, I'm sure that can be a little devastating. But you get a chance to embrace with those individuals that are in situations that they can't migrate from, not at this time, not too many times. All right. So as we wind, we still got a little ways to go. Let's see if we have anybody in the audience that we talked about magnesium supplements and everything. And if you want to make a comment about anything, all you got to do is press 1, and we'll entertain you. Still having some issues over here. I got a new virus scan, and all the old viruses are showing up. So let me clear those out. Just wish you can just take these warnings and throw them out the window. All right, let's get here and see if we can move the screen around a little bit. Just bear with me, folks, just a second.
So, Andrew, 8,500 kits, that's a lot of kits.
Repeat that, I'm sorry.
I say 8,500 kits. I said that's a lot of kits.
Yes.
Hygiene kits.
Hygiene kits.
8,500.
I think that was the number. I'm not quite sure. Well, look, it's a world record. It should be listed now.
Oh, it is.
You said 8,500?
Yep. And they were all packed in 1 hour.
1 hour. And I think that's where that was the kicker.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 8,500 in 1 hour. That was a record they were shooting for. The Guinness people were in place.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to get a couple of people that were actually at the event. I did run into a lot of people from my hometown of Tampa that were here in Dallas. Again, you talking about a lot of praying that storm that was coming in from Houston. Usually if it hit Houston, it's going to hit us. Hmm. But it was a high that pushed it away towards East Texas and Louisiana. Went up to Arkansas. I don't know if it's dissipated, but I know it turned due east. I want to say good morning to the city of Dallas. Visit Dallas, who did an outstanding job. The ladies came in, did their thing, and went out. And I think one thing that I did notice, Dr. Rodriguez, that we are post-COVID. There's still some that are lingering around. I think we're like a good prize fighter, a professional fighter. You got to keep your guard up. Otherwise, you're going to get knocked out. And I think we're getting comfortable with the saying that we're not in this phase, but COVID is going to be with us for a while. It's been around a while. You know, you think about it, if you look at a Lysol can, they have spray and it has bacteria that can kill or such as COVID on the label. So you all that are at home, go ahead and look in your kitchen. Look on your label of Lysol. You'll see where it kills COVID. And COVID-19, the only reason it's named that because it came out in 2019, a different strain of it. So that's how we got to 19. Now they just say COVID, and you get a lot of the places that people are still getting it because we're letting our guard down. But for those who are listening, I'm Andrew Wiggum, part of the fabulous team with Dr. Rodriguez in the World According to Drew. We're here every Sunday morning providing you with some insight on different things, some of the things that we talked about. This morning we talked about the assassination attempt on the 45th president. We talked about a little bit about the Boule, which is the general meeting for the ladies of Alpha, and them setting a world record, 8,500 kits for the homeless. And Dr. Rodriguez, you did say in 1 hour?
In 1 hour, mm-hmm.
So you can see a lot of organizations, they're going to have a ton of people. And that's another thing, too. You have to look at how many people you had in the red building. You know, in order for somebody else to break in, they have to say, have the same parameters. Or they'd be establishing a new world's record. So, again, you know, it was nice. I saw a lot of people from my hometown. Just good to see them, former teachers. And just carefully we all greeted. Just to, you know, being in healthcare, you got to be careful. Because you never know. One thing about COVID, you can't see it coming. Has anybody seen it coming?
No.
You have to be careful.
Here come COVID.
That old middle school, junior high, depending on what area you're from, teacher that I didn't know she was AKA growing up. I mean, I've been knowing now. But we didn't see that. I wasn't thinking about, in the eighth grade now, I wasn't thinking about being in my organization in eighth grade. So it was just to see them, and now they're all retired. So that says something about us. We're getting a little younger, too. But just seeing friends, childhood friends, that we've all kind of tightened our boots and gone to Chicago, Dallas, D.C., where is it? Los Angeles. And just kind of reunite. I know they had some meetings to go to, but we all made time for each other. And I had a wonderful time. And some of their highlights, and I'm just going to give you highlights from the back of my eye wells, what I got a chance to see. I want to say good morning to Alex. Oh, my God, what's that? Oh, I got to get her name. Allison Felix, former track star for the Olympic team as the Olympics are approaching. I plan to go over there, but I'm not going to do it. I've been to Paris. We'll see. I really don't plan on doing it. Just too much is going on over there right now. The Wimbledon over in London. But it was just good to see our ladies, these sororities, get together, create their own policies of what their activities that they're going to be doing for the next 2 years. Because everybody meet 2 years. The Deltas will meet next summer somewhere. I'm not sure where. But they seem to have a great time. And my hat's off to the city of Dallas for allowing them to come into Dallas and showcase Dallas. They had, I'm going to run it down a little bit. I was hoping someone would be here online. But they were at Gilly's one night, had a real honky-tonk. You know, they had the boots on. And Dr. Rodriguez, they, some of them had on pink boots. Their colors are pink and green.
Pink and green, huh?
Yeah. They had on pink boots. And those boots were made special for them through Cavenders. Cavenders made a lot of money. A lot of money. And I will report the impact that they had on Dallas when I could get some numbers. And the reason I say that, a lot of our major cities, there are whole conventions for the Republicans, the Democrats. That's good. I have no problems. The American, how about the Bar Association? Anytime you hear American something, that pretty much means it's of color. American Bar Association. Color. That's what my grandmother used to say. She didn't say black or white. She said color. But all those things, that, you know, just to see a lot of, and they have some members of Alpha Kappa Alpha that are white.
Wow, for real?
And I would love to just have a good conversation to see how they feel when they're doing their thing. You know, I wasn't in that capacity to ask questions like that. Normally I would, but I didn't want to make her feel no more uncomfortable than she may have been. But when you join all black sorority, that makes you, you know, susceptible to what the verbiage that they may be using. So it was quite interesting. But you have that going on with the sorority, the city of Dallas. I must say, I've been living here over 30 years. First class. I got an opportunity to see things that you never get to see, you know, just being here in Dallas, how hard they work for convention business, what they're doing to maintain it. And with 28,000 women registered, that's pretty hefty. I know they have many more than that, but 28,000. And you can imagine, and I'm just picking a number. I don't know how much they pay for registration. But if you hypothetically, let's round off. I was thinking about maybe about 300 to 400. Let's just round that off to 5. Then you have hotels that are, you know, they're jacking up the price. You know that. But you're averaging 110, 115 a night, but you're guaranteed X amount of beds. That cities need to do better. But Visit Dallas made sure, made sure that they were pretty consistent in their prices. Now, they, from what I understood, had 28 host hotels in Dallas, which included Anatole, the Omni, Hyatt Regency, the Sheraton, which is the largest hotel we have in Dallas, room-wise, Gaylord. They went everywhere. The Adolphus. And one thing I can say about them that was good, they provided transportation to and from their hotel to their meeting place, which was at the Dallas Convention Center. Speaking of Dallas Convention Center, are you aware, Dr. Rodriguez, that they're getting ready to knock it down?
No, I wasn't.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
I said no. Oh, wait a minute, hold on. Am I muted?
No, I hear you.
Oh, okay. I said no, I wasn't aware.
So they're going to knock, that was the last official event in the K. Bailey Hutchison Convention Center. They are getting ready to knock it down. Now, you know, it's been serious competition between Dallas, Houston, and San Antonio for the size of the convention center. One time, Dallas was the largest, and Houston came in. Houston got beat by San Antonio, which I think is still holding the title.
Okay.
I can only imagine what it's going to have for Dallas. They're going to put it out of reach for a little while. But you talking about a sea of pink and green. I was about to say orange and green. I'm thinking about FAMU so much. And on a sad note, our president resigned. I'm going to reach out to him. It's a lot of pressure. And can you believe one time that's what I wanted to do, be a college president?
Wow.
You know, as my grandmother said, when you travel, you're not completely there until you clean your luggage out. Think about when they used to go to the motel, not the hotel. They went to the motel. She kept a can of Lysol, some butcher paper with her at all times. She would spray it, put the butcher paper down, put her clothes in the dresser. You know, she always said, you don't know who Ben has. And we took her word for Lysol killing everything.
Yeah.
My times have changed.
You have a can of Lysol and a can of WD-40.
Now
fix everything.
What was WD-40 for?
Pretty much anything. You can put WD-40 on the door. Just, you know, and I've seen some people put it on their knees.
You know, I thought you were going to say they put it in their mouth.
No, sir.
Okay, okay. Whoo, I got word. But, you know, we learned so many things from our grandparents, even our parents, and some of the things that they may have done over time. And we just need to pass it on to the next generation, to our grandkids, and let them know, you know, just build that foundation so that when they get older, Nana, Granny, you know, they got sophisticated names now for grandparents. Ain't no Nana no more. Meemaw, oh, you name it. We got it all. It's about 41 after the hour. You're listening to The World According to Drew. I'm Andrew Wiggum, live from Studio A, along with Dr. Rodriguez. I apologize. I've been talking all week. And that's why you hear a little nasalness, maybe. Hoarseness, a lot of hoarseness. I got my hot tea working this morning, trying to keep that voice up. Some of the things that we've covered for those who are just getting in. We have the 71st Boule here in Dallas, which is the annual meeting for the ladies of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated. We had a beautiful HBCU baseball game on Friday. I attended out at the Ranger Stadium. It showcased all the baseball players from the historically black colleges and university. We had Alcorn State. I know we have a listener on that try to make it close to them down in the SIP. Of course, you know, I went to cheer on the guys from Florida A&M. But it was a very nice event. The guys who completed their college careers got an opportunity to use a wood bat. And I'm sure some of you are stating, I thought they all were wood. Well, in college, you use aluminum bats.
Wow.
And the pros use the wood bats. But can you imagine a professional using a steel bat to hit a ball that's coming at 95 to 100 miles per hour?
Wow.
And catching it at the right spot. That ball is going to get back on that pitcher quicker than it's ever been. So you think about safety. And if you use aluminum bats, you probably have more runs than Barry Bonds. Excuse me. Barry Bonds or other players. So that's why they get a chance to use the wood bats to get a feel of their professional spirit, so to speak. I want to say good morning to Ken Griffey Jr., who I've been knowing a little while. He's a Florida resident now, and he has a son that attends Florida A&M University. And Ken III, can you guess what sport he plays, Dr. Rodriguez?
You said 40 plays?
Yeah, the son.
Oh, okay. Huh.
Well, son plays football.
Oh, okay, okay.
So dad and granddaddy played baseball, and they were the first father and son team. Oh, okay, that just struck something in my head. They're the first father and son team to be teammates. That was in professional baseball.
Oh, okay.
Now you have LeBron James and his son Bronny.
Mm-hmm.
Who will be playing basketball together. Of course, they think he might quit, but he's not going to quit or get cut. Now, here's my question to all the listeners. Some people have problems with the fact that LeBron made his team select his son so that they can be the first father-son duo to ever play in a National Basketball Association game, better known as the NBA game. Some people may be upset that it happened, but are we crying foul when the CEO of ABC, I'm just putting something together, ABCDEF, CEO decides he or she wants to quit. Then they put their own son in as CEO. That's my question. I would like to, we have several callers. I want you to give me your opinion. Is something wrong with what LeBron did? Dr. Rodriguez, I'll start with you. What do you think?
He didn't do anything wrong.
Huh?
He didn't do anything wrong.
I agree with you. If you're in a position where you can make moves like that, you better take advantage of it.
Mm-hmm.
How many kids have taken over Fortune 500 companies? And let me bring it close to home. Trammell Crow, one of the largest developers of downtowns in America, develop Atlanta, various downtowns develop here. He passes the empire to his sons, Trammell Crow Jr., and I know the other, I can't think of his name right now. I'll give it to you. But these guys are rich. Super rich. And nobody says anything when these people pass their torch of, to their sons and daughters. We can't leave them out. Have no say-so in what's going on. And we sit up there like we have handcuffs on our lips. It won't say a doggone thing. Now LeBron provides an opportunity not only for him to play with his son, but get his son in the league. He pulled a trump card. If you don't take him, I'm leaving. Because he was an unrestricted free agent. So if he left, they couldn't get any compensation for him. Well, he should be doing that. That's nepotism. Well, I'm glad you know the word. Because nepotism goes everywhere. How about when a lawyer turns the firm over to his children? Do we say much about that? We say very little. So now LeBron is trying to get the keys to his son. Don't think he don't have money. If his daddy got the money, he's going to get the money eventually. I think people worried about that because Larry Bird didn't do it. Jerry West's son despised basketball. You see, Michael Jordan kids tried, but they couldn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Magic's son didn't play. Jabbar, I'm looking at some of the Hall of Famers. Kids didn't play. So those are the things that are going on from that perspective.
And can you check outside the door and see if my package is in?
Sure, sure. Well, she is the queen of Amazon. Today you're making deliveries Sunday morning. And she's such a VIP. They probably just pick up our packages and bring them on anyway. We know that address. But for you callers that are online, give me an idea of you know, what's going through your head. Just a second. Let me tell you how some issues with some of these viruses. Got a new virus protection, but it doesn't need anything. And, folks, I want to tell you this because I've been seeing a lot of these spams that are coming up on your computer, on your phone. If you're not sure of the source, don't open it. These folks have gotten so good with these pop-up ads and saying things. If you put something in your phone, you never know what's going to happen with that. So, folks, if you want to add something or ask of us, just press 1. I see we have callers from Texas as well as Georgia. Press 1 if you have some concerns. Again, we've talked about the AKAs that were here last week, set a world record of getting 8,500 bags for the homeless in, I think, 1 hour. Was that right, Dr. Rodriguez?
Yes, sir.
They found out, and if you have aspirations of breaking anything to get a book or world record, call them and find out and find what you like. And then they got in there. I think they did it in how long? Was it a minute?
A minute.
I forgot how long it did take.
Oh, 8,500 hygiene kits in an hour.
1 hour. Did it tell you how many people participated?
It did not.
Okay. That could be a stickler there, too. But 8,500, folks, that's a lot of toothpaste. What else is there? Toothpaste, toothbrush, comb, brush, little toiletries for those brothers and sisters that are out there on the street. I've even gone like to Walmart or not to somewhere to eat, Whataburger, and they'll say need money for food. I would go to Whataburger and buy maybe about 4 or 5 hamburgers. And if somebody come in and say they're homeless, they can get the burgers. Now, you know, I'm not going to change identities and come back and get one right away, but the word get out fast, but I only get a few. So, you know, do what you can to help out. That's what I'm about to say about this computer. I've updated the virus protection and it still has the old stuff. They should have cleaned it completely. All right. 53 minutes after the hour. So, Dr. Rodriguez, let me ask you, because some of our participants are a little shy. I get it. What went through your head when the assassination attempt occurred yesterday
besides a mute? I thought it was like you said, a play for sympathy. I didn't really think it was anybody really shooting at it.
Okay. A lot of people. And, you know, I talk about gun control every week. Here's somebody 22 years old.
Now, if that was a sharp
a year,
like me, he would have been gone.
What was that?
I said if it was a sharp shooter like me from the military, he would have been gone. Whoever did this, they weren't a very good shooter, were they?
No. And I'm just going to be a conspiracy theorist here. One look to the right, pull your ear back a little bit. You know how it's sitting in millimeters. And then you turn, and then you hit the ear.
Hmm.
It's a lot of things that people say, well, it don't look good what you're cooking right now. What is that? Ooh. That's how it looked to me. He looked up, then he grabbed his ear. Now, we're not a third world country, so I don't know what the heck is going on. from that perspective.
It looked like a signal.
Bingo. But he still had enough in him to raise his hand, put his fist up. You don't know what to think. You know, initially I will say that he has a speedy recovery. I'm not that bad guy. But you can't tell me to look at a pile of poop and tell me there's gold in that poop. It's going to stay in that poop. I might give it some gloves. I'll try to rinse it off with a hose. But I ain't touching it. Not a bit. So, again, folks, a lot of things that we've gone through. I went through, you know, my main thing is about gun control. We need to push it to 21. You know, everything else, you got to buy cigarettes. You got to be able to drink. Why can't you buy guns at 21? These kids are getting the AR-15s at 18. And most of the people are saying, well, we're teaching them how to hunt. What are you hunting? You can't shoot a deer with an AR-15. What you're trying to kill the deer and have it all grind up so when you get out there, you're ready to do hamburger.
That's funny.
It ain't going to work that easy. And most of these military bullets, am I not right, Dr. Rodriguez, were the hollow points? And if the hollow points, when they hit the skin, they spread. They create holes bigger than what you think a bullet would do. So that's why I'm looking at the choice of bullets. If it just caught his ear. Because if it caught his ear, it's supposed to be spreading at least on that cheek. You know, it's going to be a lot of conspiracy thoughts about this. You know, why if somebody saw him initially, you know, how did he make it where he was? Simply crazy. We had just a lot of turmoil in this country. A lot.
You know, another thing, Andrew, is like I really didn't actually think about it that much because that's them. I mean, I got my own life I need to be living.
All of us. But you know what? It's such a big thing now. We all look at TV. Even if you try to avoid TV, it's always something. You can look at the movie channel. And I'm looking at TV. It's on. This is one of the cutest commercials I've seen where the dog is tearing up a pillow. And it's, I guess, a Bank of America ad. But back to get to the seriousness of it. You know, you don't have this happen often here in America. We think about Abraham Lincoln, Ronald Reagan. Who else has had an attempt on a president? JFK. And now a former president. I think this is the first time a former president. So it's interesting. Now, the only thing is the kid dead? Have they confirmed that they shot him and killed him?
Not sure.
Huh?
Then I'm not sure.
So you never know. I'm just going to be the conspiracy. I'll just throw something out there. If he's dead, he won't be able to tell his story.
Okay.
Did somebody pay him? That's crazy. Absolutely crazy to think of those things. Well, Dr. Rodriguez, as we close, I thank you as always. And then we have some other listeners that we need to get you on. If, you know, and this is a friendly format, if you all have some you want to advertise or give us some pertinent information on some of the services that you provide, please do not hesitate to get in touch with me, that we can spotlight what you're doing, because there's no me without you. And with you, we can do great things together. Great things together. So on behalf of Cheryl Smith, as we wind this thing down, we thank you so much for being a part of the World According to Drew. Dr. Rodriguez, next week from an undisclosed location. I don't even know where I'm going to be next week. But we'll be on. We'll definitely be on. And I just thank you all so much for being a part of my world. I'm so happy to be in your world as well. I want to say congratulations to the ladies at Alpha Kappa Alpha for a successful Boulé, 28,000 women. And Dr. Rodriguez, how many did 8,500 baskets, they say?
It's 8,500 hygiene little bags, but it didn't tell me how many women.
Right, didn't say how many. But it was a ton of them to do 8,500 in how long, 1 hour?
Mm-hmm, 1 hour.
1 hour. And who had the foresight to call the Guinness Book of World Records?
I have no idea.
But they definitely got a star by their name. So, again, on behalf of Cheryl Smith and the team, we thank you. I had a great week all the way around, and I will tell you this. I can't go anywhere without being who I am, and I won't be who you want me to be. I'm just going to be me. And that's why I'm so glad I'm from FAMU. Peace.
All right. Thank you.